Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jessie King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Jean Segura slammed a three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth to complete the Phillies' five-run rally against Mets closer Edwin Diaz in a 6-3 victory. Elsewhere, the Nationals topped the Marlins 8-5. In MLB news, Yankees general manager Brian Cashman says slugger Giancarlo Stanton is more likely to return in August than July after straining his right knee while sliding in Tuesday's win over the Blue Jays. And Tom Seaver will be getting a statue outside the home of the Mets, and the team will get a new address. Citi Field will now be listed as 41 Seaver Way in honor of the Hall of Fame pitcher's number. The 74-year-old Seaver has dementia and could not attend yesterday's announcement, but daughter Sarah Seaver says her father is proud to know he, quote, very much will be remembered, end quote. And the Yankees and Red Sox arrived in London yesterday to play a two-game series this weekend, the first regular season games for Major League Baseball in Europe. The series starts tomorrow at 1:10 p.m. In college basketball news, Syracuse has hired former WNBA star and two-time Olympic champion DeLisha Milton Jones as an assistant coach. Milton Jones, who spent the past two seasons as head coach at Pepperdine, will serve as recruiting coordinator for the school's women's basketball team. In other news, American Athletic Conference Commissioner Mike Oresko says there is no chance the conference will keep UConn as a football-only member. UConn this week agreed to rejoin the Big East Conference for basketball and most other sports. I'm Jessie King.